Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in Iyune Hadaf Hayomi. We are on Meseches Chulin, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And what we are going to do in this Shiur is we're going to compare and contrast two parallel sugyas, our sugya and one in Beitza, on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We'll start there in the Mishnah. The Shiur should be a special schus for Fal Chaim Dovin Risa Shoshana Rivka Bas Leia Sim Reb Simcha Dan Ben Adat Leia Moshe Reb Ben Peshedina Simcha Ben Nechagitel and Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitel. Behema Misukena says the Mishnah Lo Yishchot Elim Ken Yeshus Biom Lecho Menu Kizayis Tzli. If an animal is in danger of dying, in which case it meat would be prohibited, as the animal has not been properly slaughtered and one wishes to slaughter in the hope that it will be found fit for eating and it will be spared the loss. So he may not slaughter it on Yantif unless there is still time in the day for him to eat a kizayis of roasted meat for the animal. So it's possible to say that he slaughtered the animal for the sake of Yantif. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there need not be a time for him to roast it. It's enough even if there is a time for him to eat an olive bulk of raw meat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu kizayis chayim ibeis tvichasa, even raw, an olive bulk of raw meat from the place where the animal is slaughtered, right, from its neck, without going to the trouble of removing its hide and roasting it. So that's the din of shechting an animal. Says the Gemara Ami Bar Chama, Hefshet v'nituach ba'oila. Rami Bar Abba says the mitzvah of flaying and cutting the animal into pieces is mentioned in the Torah with regard to the burnt offering. And the same is true for butchers. That is to say, we learn from the halachas of the burnt offering that a butcher should first remove the hide and cut the animal into pieces. From here, the Torah teaches us, Mikan linda Torah derech eretz, shalech adam basar kedem hefshet v'nituach. A person shouldn't eat meat before flaying and cutting the animal into pieces. Now the Gemara asks, my kamash malan, what is the new halacha that Rabbi Amma is teaching us? If we say that he wishes to exclude the opinion of Rav Huna, that's difficult. Why? Because the Amr Rav Huna, behema b'chayeha b'cheskas isser omedes achi yivadol chabemen ishchita, an animal while alive retains its presumptive status of being subject to the prohibition against eating a limb from a living creature. The Gemara doesn't say living creature, but the Gemara just says cheskas isser. Rashi says living creature. So behemo, we're translating the fi Rashi. Behem b'chaya b'cheskas isser oimedes. A behem in its lifetime is a cheskas isser. It has a chazaka of being usser, a presumptive status of being usser, achivadalcha v'neshchata, until you know how it was shechted. However, once the animal has been slaughtered properly, nishchata, it retains its presumptive status of being permitted if it was slaughtered properly until it becomes known to you how it became a trefa. An animal suffering from a wound or illness that would cause it to die within 12 months, which is prohibited to be eaten even after shchita. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara, that if it was shechted, it retains its presumptive status of being permitted until it becomes known to have became a trefa, which is an animal that's going to die within 12 months because of a wound. So you don't need to conduct a special examination of the animal. Even if the defect is found, it doesn't mean that the animal is a trefa. You could say that it appeared only after the animal was slaughtered. So you might think that this is coming to exclude the opinion of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna says that the animal need not be examined because nishchata b'chetzkes heter achi v'adalcha v'netshrefa. And the Heilige Rav Ami Bar Abba says that you have to check it. It requires hefshet v'nituach. But the Gemara says v'anon t'nan mas nisin k'd Rav Huna. But we have a Mishnah, in accordance with the opinion of Rav Huna, we learn in the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu kizayis chayim beis tvichasa," that even if there is only time to eat an olive bulk of raw meat from the place where the animal is slaughtered, so my love, mi beis tvichas mamish, what is it not referring to meat from the actual place where the animal is slaughtered? From which it follows that you don't have to remove the hide or examine the animal. Answers the Gemara, lo. Gemara rejects this argument. The Mishkan understood as follows. Mimakom shetoivachas achilas, from the place where the animal slaughters its food, i.e. from the intestines, where digestion takes place, the hide must be removed and the animal must be examined before it can be eaten. So this Mishnah is not necessarily in accordance with Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, assume that it's okay. Rav Huna says, you don't have to check the animal. Originally we said that you're allowed to eat since you're taking be based tvichasa. That means you don't have to check the animal like Rav Huna says. And then the Gemara says, lo, it doesn't mean based tvichasa mamish. It means makom shetavachas achilas, in other words, the intestines where it digests the food, but it should be checked. So according to this, the Mishnah is talking about eating meat from the stomach after havshata sa'or, and we can say that you're not allowed to eat a behema before it was examined. So you can say that Rav Ami Bar Abba holds this way, and he's coming to argue with the heter of Rav Huna, and you can't say that the Mishnah contradicts him. Aye, the Gemara rejects this explanation. V'hatani Rav Chiya, machum tvichasa mamish. No, mamish from the neck, which means it doesn't need to be examined like Rav Huna, and not like Rami Bar Chama. Now the Rami Bar Chama, he's not teaching us an Isser Min Adin, he's just teaching us Derech Eretz, that a person shouldn't eat so quickly without hefshed and ituach, so he doesn't look like a raftan, and not alts iser treifa. It's instructive to see the Rashi's maikom ashmalan. What's he coming to teach us? Zok to Rashi derech eretz o iser lemeimer dasr lechol menuach inat chashem yimtzal lasim and treifa b'seiser vechzik lenu habehemo specific treifas. Is he coming to teach us derech eretz or iser, and to say that it's aser to, or is it iser to tell us that it's aser to eat until you cut it up because maybe you're going to find a treifa? And behemas are muhsak b'safik treifas even before you see treifas, and that's la fuke mid Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says behema b'cheya b'cheskas iser. What is the cheskas iser? Rashi says b'cheskas iser ever min hachai omedes. The nafkamina is shimi rasafik bishchitasa, that if there's a safik in the in its shchita, naamidena al cheskasa, we will establish it on its chazaka, v'asurat shivadal chabeberur, and it's going to be forbidden until you know clearly shenishchita karaui, that it was shechted properly. Mishenishchita karaui, whoever once it was shechted properly, arei b'cheskas heter. Now, why? Because stam behemos are not trei, and treifos are not treifos. And if you find some sort of hole in the lung or in the stomach, and you could be toilet after shchita and be machshir it, or before shchita and aser it. So assume that it's Beseder Gamor, that it only happened afterwards and not before, until you know the truth that it's a treifa. Mibeis tvichas amamish, Rashi says koidim hefshet, before hefshet. Okay, ad kan zachinu l'mold sugyas hashas b'meseches beitza. Bidaf chof hey amir aleph im Rashi baruch elokeinu shebrana lechvodo v'vdilanu min atoyim v'nasan lanu toiras emes v'chaye olam nata b'soichenu. Now we proceed to the parallel sugya in Meseches Chulin and Daf Tes amir aleph. It says there that you have to check the simanim after you shecht. Let's say loy bodak. You didn't check. My, what's the din? Rav Lozer ben Antigonus, Rav Lozer ben Yanai Omar. So this Rav says, Shreifa ba'asur ba'achila. In other words, that it's a din like a shreifa, that it's asur ba'achila, but it's not mitama, tumas nevela. It just has a din of shreifa, asur achila, but not the din of tuma, of an nevela, b'masnisa ton, an nevela mitama ma'asino. In the Braisa we learn, if you don't check this siman, it even has a din of a nevela, and it's mitame b'masa if you carry it. Zakt. The Gemara b'may kamiflegi. What svara they argue on? But the Rav Huna, they're arguing on the svara of Rav Huna. The Amar of the Amar Rav Huna said, "Behem uchiyah b'cheskes isro medes achi vadal chabam en ishchata." It's like we learned before. Nishchata rei b'cheskes hetu achi vadal chabam en ishrifa. So before shchita, assume that it's b'cheskes isro until we know how we shecht it. Once we shecht it properly, as soon as cheskes hetu, until you know how it became a shreif. So now we see that we're going to see that this machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yanai and Tana the Braisa is really arguing on this point. Marsava, the Tana the Braisa holds that becheskes iser kaima, that this behemoth that he didn't check its simanim has a cheskes iser. V'hashta mesa hi, and now it's dead, so it's an avela. So mesafik your mamid becheskes iser, you didn't know it was shechted properly, and memela it's metame kedin avela. Umar, Rabbi Yanai holds, Savar Becheskes Isser Amrinan, Becheskes Tumaloy Amrinan. We say that it's Becheskes Isser, yes, but not Becheskes Tuma, Becheyeha. It was Becheskes Isser, so it remains Becheskes Isser, but not Becheskes Tuma. What Cheskes Tuma did it have when it was alive? Didn't. Says the Gemara, Velema. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara, it just has a gufa to repeat the statement of Rav Huna. V'leima, why did Rav Huna say nishchata hutra? Why did he have to say becheskas heter omedes? Chazaka is only shaykh, something that has a suffix, that your mamad al chazaka. But here, once it was slaughtered, there's no suffix in the shchita. V'dai hutra, gambalodin chazaka. So why did he have to bring in this element of chazaka? Just say nishchata hutra. And for the Gemara, hakamash malan. So this is Rav Huna is coming to teach. Dafakav the salad by reisa, that even though there's a reisa, in other words, there's something that's ma'ir a suffix, a reason that's ma'ir a suffix, that maybe, it's a treifa, like we're going to explain. Nevertheless, it's mutter, because it's oimid becheskes heter, because stam behema is not a treifa. And what's this a case of? Kidaboi minei Rav Abba mi Rav Huna, like Rav Abba asked Rav Huna, bazav enatla b'nei me'ayim ma'u. What happens if a wolf comes and takes the stomach? What's the din? Are you choshesh that the behemoth was a treifa? So the Gemara says, Natal halesnu. If the zev took the b'nei me'ayin, it's not in front of us. You can't check it. So since we don't see any reisa, what suffix is there? Why should it be choshesh? Ela nakav b'nei me'ayim ma'u. So we see the b'nei me'ayim that's nakuv, that it has a hole, and there is a achshash tarfus. So nekev ha-chazinan de-hu nekvinu. If he made a hole, so we see that the zev made a hole. Four was complete, and now it's got a hole. So there's no reisa. It's definitely not a treifa. You saw that he was the one who made the hole. Ella natlan. So if you saw it make the hole, you saw it make the hole. But here it's talking about a case, not that you saw it make the hole, you saw it take it, and then bring it back nekuvin. And we don't know if the zev was the one who made the hole. What's the din? Are we chashish that the zev made the hole in a place that was already a hole, and therefore was a treif or not? So if one of the poses resolves the suffix, you're not choshesh shein choshesh shem nekev nakav nikev, v'makom nekev nikev. You're told of the nekev the zev. You assume it was the zev. The baser is mutter, so it emerges. Therefore, that was kavanas Rav Huna. That since in the member that we brought earlier, that since the animal was shechted properly, it's oimed becheskes heter, and therefore if noled basafik tarfus, in other words, it was taken by the zev, you assume that it was the hole was only made afterwards because it has its cheskas heter. Okay, gevaldik. Let's see Shitas Rashi. Here, how does Rashi learn the sugya? Lo badak, Rashi says, b'simanim mai. If you didn't check the simanim, what's the din? Nevela, that says in the Gemara. That it's in a vela and matame b'masa. The lab chetzka shchut machzinik al kav rapuna b'pirkin. You don't give it a cheskas shchuta, like Rav Huna on our parak. Behema b'chei b'cheskas iser, Rashi says. Why is a behema on its life b'cheskas iser? Shari asura mishum eiver min hachai. It's usur because of eiver min hachai. Hilkach inol et safek b'shchita. Therefore, if there's a suffix in the shechita and you want to be mamed in its chazaka, everything you say, establish it on its chazaka, on its presumptive status, that it was earlier, because you can't take it out of it through a suffix. It turns out that you say, this behema was aser because it was becheskas iser earlier, and misafik you're going to be matirid. Maybe it was shechted karoi. I'll tell you random misafik. Don't until you know that it was shechted properly. So mar sever becheskas iser. Rashi says harishan omedes. So according to the first opinion, according to the Tana of the Braisa, it's since it wasn't shechted properly. We have no proof it was shechted properly. As we didn't check the simanim, establish it becheskas she'ena shchuta. And what's the status of the animal that's becheskas she'ena shchuta? It's an avela. It's meiso matama. And the other opinion holds, no, it's only a treifa. It's only not allowed to be eaten, but it's not an avela. V'neima nishchuta hutra, Rashi says, what is the kasha? Let's say that instead say that if it was shechted, it's mutter. Why do you have to bring in the chazaka? The loshen chazaka lo shaykh al dar safik. Chazak is only shaykh if there's a suffix. The name Mohammed Darbal Chazkasa, which should say be Mohammed, established on its presumptive status, but here there's no suffix. And then the Gemara's answer is, Afakav Disyalidba Reyesa. Even though there was a Reyesa, there was some sort of suffix trefus. Rashi says, Shinolidba suffix trefus, suffix kaidim shchita. So you could say it was before the shchita, you could say it was after the shchita. Mokmina laches kaset, your mamet laches kaseter, because stam behemas ain't a trefa, vitalinam belaachar shchita v'ksher, because stam behemas not a trefa, and you assume it was after the shchita, and it is kosher. Beautiful. So now we learned the sugya in Meseches Chulin, which is only a chazara for those who are learning Daf Yomi. In the Sefer Marav Ibrach of Moriv Rabbi, Harav Agon, Rabbi Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita, on Meseches Beitza, he presents the following analysis and questions on these sugyas. Number one, why there, meaning here, the parish is on Beitza, so he says there in Chulin. Why in Chulin do we not bring a raya for Rav Huna from the Mishnah and Beitza? In the Gemara and Beitza, we say Va'anan Tanam Asisin Kad Rav Huna. We bring a raya for Rav Huna from the Mishnah. That if that Rabbi Akiva holds that you are it's the amount of time you have to have enough time to shech before Yantiv that you could take from the Beis Hashchita. So you see that you don't need to examine the animal. You don't need to check for treifus. So that's a beautiful raya for Rav Huna, as the Gemara brings in Beitza. So why then does the Gemara not bring that same raya in Chulin? That you don't need to do a hefshed v'nituach. Question number one. Question number two. Taisus in our sugya in Meseches Beitza, the Chofei, asks, and Rashi that says Becheskes Esero Medes, and Rashi says Becheskes Esero Evi Menachai, Veloi Nehira. Taisus, I don't like that. Why not? Dimken Lama Liachi Vada Bemenesh Chotok Evin Dechazina Shemesh Dechazina Shemesa Dimken Lo Shaykh Beser Evi Menachai. What do you mean that it's Becheskes Esero Evi Menachai? Once it's dead, there's no longer Evi Menachai. Evi Menachai went bye-bye. So what Evi Menachai is there? Evi Menachai is only when it's alive. So how can Rashi say the Cheskes Isser that if you don't know how it was shechted, it's Becheskes Isser. Cheskes Isser Evi Menachai. How can you say Becheskes Evi Menachai? It's dead. So it's well known that there are two Mahalchim in the Sugya. Two famous Mahalchim. There are more. One's the Rashba, Yevamis, Daf Lamed, who explains B'shitas Rashi that Eino Chinami. After it died, you can't ask her Mishum Eivr Menachai, but Machzikin Meisr Leisr. And we assume that it remained Beisura, even though now it has a new shame of Nevela. But if you don't know that it was shechted properly, if you don't know that it was shechted properly, then what's the din? The din is that now it has a nevela. It goes from the Isser Eivr Menachai to the Isser of Nevela, Machzikin Meisr Leisr. That is the Rashba's explanation of Rashi. And a chinami, after it's dead, it's not Eivr Menachai. But your machzik, once it's muhsak in one isser, now it can transfer that cheskes isser to another type of isser, another category of isser. Another answer is Rabbi Kiva Eger is famous for, and others, that the time of the suffik and the hachra of the suffik through the chazaka was the moment after the shechita. Now, we paskin in Chulin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that mifarkeses harehi kechaya, that if an animal is still moving around after it was shechted, it's like it's still a chaya, and emerges then shedanim bibehema zu. You're discussing the status of this animal, you establish the status of the animal while it's still chaya, while it's still a mifarkesis. If it was shechted karoy and it's mutter, or if it wasn't and it's usser, and then we are machria that it's still usser mishum evr menachai. And the shechita wasn't matirit, because since it had a din of chai before the shechita, so it was Eivr Menachai. But even now, a second after the shechita, it's still Eivr Menachai. It's still Eivr Menachai. So at this moment, we now say it's still has the status of Eivr Menachai, and Memela, meaning it has the status of Eivr Menachai, and if you're not sure if it was a good shechita or not, so it's a status of Eivr Menachai, and that status of Eivr Menachai continues even after it's dead. It gets a shame nevela. But derech memela, like any other animal that was in nishchat. So as long as the behemah is a mefarkeses, it has a din of chai l'chol davar. And it still has a din eivr menachai if you're toilesh memeno eivr. Just if you shecht it, then that ultimately will take away the eivr menachai. But at that moment when it's still moving around, it has a cheskes isser. So it has a cheskes isser, and once you establish that cheskes isser, that it's Eiver Menachai even after the Shechita, then that just continues onwards even after it dies. So you can't say that it was Shechted properly, because right after the Shechita it's still moving around, and therefore at that moment you're Machria that it was not Shechted properly. We're going to say that it's Omedes B'Isura. We're going to say that it retains its Isser, because right now it's still in a state where it's moving around. Right now it's still in a state where it's Eiver Menachai, and Memela, it's still Aser, and the Shechita is not a good Shechita. And Memela, when it dies afterwards, now it has a Shem Nevela, B'derech Memela, like any other animal that wasn't Shechted. So, if there's no suffix at all, it was just Shechted and it's moving around and it dies, it's a good Shechita. So they talk about it, no suffix. But here we have to Machuya the suffix. At what point are Machuya the suffix? A moment after the Shechita. A moment after the Shechita, it's Kechaya. And so when it's a Chaya, you're done. Was the Shechita a proper Shechita and it's Mutter, or not a proper Shechita and it's Aser? So we're going to be Machuya that it's Omedes B'Isura and it's Aser B'Eiver Menachai, because it's still moving around. And then Memela, then when it dies, it's an Avela. But that's what Rashi means when he says that it's Becheskes Eiver Menachai, and Tosas says, but it's dead now. How can you still say it's Eiver Menachai? The answer is, the second after it died, it still had its chazak of Eiver Menachai. Memela, the Shechit is not a good Shechit. Memela, now that it's dead, it's an Avela, and you can't eat it. And it's Tame, according to one opinion. Those are the two Mahalchim and Rashi. Reza Pele, that these two Perushim are in Rashi himself. If you look carefully in Rashi, look in Chulin. Rashi says, Behema Bechea Becheskas Iser, Sharei Asura, Mishum Eiver Menachai. Behema, its life is Becheskas Iser, because it's Aser. Because of Eiver Menachai. Hainu, Kedvrei HaRashba. It's not mamish a chazaka of Isser Eiver Menachai, but since it's Aser, because of Eiver Menachai, and it has a cheskas Isser, so memela, even after it, even after Shechita, if you don't know if that was shechted properly, it's still going to be Aser. Not Eiver Menachai, but something else. Machzikim Yisr L'Yisr. But the point is that B'chayea, it was B'cheskas Yisr, and Tosa Rashi emphasizes that it's Aser. Why is it Aser? It happens to be Aser Mishum Eiver Menachai. But it's Aser. So it's not retaining, it's not mamish the same Isser Eiver Menachai. It's not mamish a chazak of Isser Eiver Menachai. It's Becheskas Isser. Why is it Becheskas Isser? It's Usser because of X. But the point is that it's Usser. So it's not that the chazak of mamish stays with Eiver Menachai even afterwards. The Eiver Menachai goes away. But here Rashi's telling us, it's Meduyik and Rashi a little bit, like the Rashba, that Bechayat Becheskas Isser, and this is the Chazaka, not Mamisha Chazaka, not that the Chazaka remains with Eiver Menachai, but it's Usser because of Eiver Menachai. So that Isser gives it, that's what the Gemara says Becheskas Isser, it's Becheskas Isser. What's the name of this Isser? Isser! It just happens to be, what's the gorein for this Isser? The gorein for this Isser is Eiver Menachai. But the definition, after you know what was gorein it, the definition is Usser. It's b'cheskas iser, and this the iser changes, machzikin mi iser l'iser. Mashenkein in Beitza, Rashi says, lehedya, behema b'chayah, b'cheskas iser eber menachay omedis. Rashi doesn't say, sharei asura, mishum eber menachay. Again, sharei asura means that it's b'cheskas iser. What causes the cheskas iser? Eber menachay is the goring for the cheskas iser, and then afterwards, it's going to be us or out something else. Because it started with the cheska sisser, it's going to continue with the cheska sisser. But here Rashi says, Be'em Chaya, it's b'cheska sisser ever menachai. Which means not like the Rashba, but like the Rebbe Kiva Eger. That it's mamish chazaka visser ever menachai. That continues. This Eber Menachai is going to even be after it dies, like we explained with the Mefarkesis. So then after it's shechted and it's still moving around, we say that it's Aser Atz Eber Menachai. And the Shechita wasn't a good Shechita. And when it dies, it's going to be an Avela Memela. So it seems that these two Rashis are arguing on a big Yisod in Hilchos Shechita. Do we say Machzikin Mi'isr L'isr? That's the implication of the Rashi that sounds like the Rashba, that's the Rashi in Chulin. Or the Rashi in Beitza that sounds like the Rebbe Kiva Eger. We don't say Machzikin L'isr Mi'isr, but it's the same Isr Eiver Menachai before the Shechita and after the Shechita. Because we're Machriya right after the Shechita, that it's still Eber Menachai, because it's still moving around. So that's a kasha, why Rashi says two different things. Two different mahalchim. Another stira is like a begeder hadin shel amadis davar b'chazkasa. In Chulin, Rashi is a big arichos in Rashi in Chulin. It's a funny Rashi. He usually doesn't talk so much. Rashi is usually gur b'kitzer. But there in Chulin, Rashi says that we don't have any hachroi de achazaka. We just can't change the din and the matzav ayidei safek and memela. It remains with its earlier Isser, unless we be a diavadoi is lahatir. Rashi there says, Helchim lo'ot sav b'shchita, v'yisav b'shchita, v'basal amidah chazkasa, and you want to be b'ayman on a presumptive status, shay b'chol debar tomer on amidah b'chazkasa, you always say ma'amin it's chazaka. Sharei shayim etchila was originally. Shayin yochel lo'tzim menu alidei safik. You can't take it out of its presumptive status through a safik. So it turns out this behemoth is asur because it was b'cheska sisr earlier. When we suffek at abala tira shem nishchol tekaroi, and you want to be matir misafek, maybe we shechted properly. Ah, tadi ran misafek. Don't do that. Don't matir misafek until you know that we shechted properly. That's Rashi in Chulin. We have no achra. Al yidei achazaka, you just assume that it remains the same. We can't change the presumptive status unless we know otherwise. And memela remains with its earlier iser unless we be diavados lahatir. Shei b'chol dobra to omer hamei dobra achazkas so shahayim itchila. Shiata yichol lahotzia mimena al yidei safik. You can't be motzi from what was originally through Suffolk. Keep it the way it was. Why? Because you can't change it. The Chazaka means you can't change. And Rashi is also Marich Lefarish Kain with respect to the Isser B'Suffolk Shid. The Nimtzis Nimtza Omer Shebehem Ezu Asur Shebecheskis Isser Isser Tchila ומסופק אתה בא להתירה שמנישך לקרוי אל תדירני מסופק עד שיבדל לך ושנישך לקרוי. So until you know otherwise, You have no right to change the presumptive status. Mashenke, and this is again Beitza, Rashi is much more bekitzer. Rashi says that if there's a suffix, Na'amiden alchaz kasav asura, Achi evadacha borur, that it was shechted properly. Hamiden alchaz kasav is the lashon of Rashi. That it had before. Rashi doesn't say, oh, you can't change it unless you know otherwise. Rashi says, no. Be mamid actively, be mamid, and it's chazaka, positive. Achi evadel chaem es shitreifa. That's if it was, that's after the Shechita. But earlier on, Rashi says, before the Shechita, Shemir esav v'shechitasa na'amiden alchaz kasa v'asur achi evadacha b'barur shenishchot ha'karoi. So you have to be ma'amid in its chazaka. Not that you can't change it unless you know otherwise. No. Here it's there, it's shlili, here it's chiyuvi. Keep it the way it was. So it's mashman in the sugin beitza that there's a hachra, there's a beirah letzad iser. Until you have a beirah letzad acher. In Chulin, Rashi doesn't say there's a beirah letzad iser until you have a beirah letzad heter. Rashi there just says you can't change it. You don't have a beirah letzad iser, but you just stay with the presumptive status. So in the sugin beitza, a chazaka is a siba chiyuvit lesser. In chulin, it's just you don't know otherwise, so just keep it aser, but it's not a siba chiyuvit, it's siba shlilit. We have no reason to be matir, so it's going to remain aser. In beit, that's in chulin. We have no reason to be matir, it's going to remain aser. In beitza, Rashi says, it's aser. Until you can prove to me that it's mutter. But we have a reason to aser it. It is us, so we are going to be ma'amid etz chazaka, because that's a sibah chiyuvit. Here we just don't have it, it's a sibah shlit. We don't have a reason to be matir, so we'll make it aser. Keep it aser. That's chulin. But in Beitza, Rashi says we have a sibah to aser. So you got to prove to me that it's mutter. So this is a chiluk gadol v'yisodi begidrei hachazakas. And Rashi says two different things in two different sugyas. It's tzarich iyun gadol. So b'siyata d'shmaya b'yitzos Hashem darkenu, in the next shiur, I'm hoping God should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, we will resolve these stiras in Rashi, and we'll see neflos mitoras Hashem, and we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishmor v'las v'lkaim is called divrei salma torah sebehava, and Hashem should just give us the koach and the moach to continue, and the financial means to continue. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.